Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e. Hey, hello, everybody. This is KP here. We are live, and this is the first time I've done a live show for a long time, and I'm just kind of continuing to learn how to set things up here, and going to try and hopefully this will come through okay. I'm just kind of doing it in my room, and sort of since my room is next to my partner's, my father's room here, I'm going to be trying to speak away from that room. I am not sure what the show is going to be about, but we will see what happens, and we'll just sort of take one step at a time. And, you know, we're kind of sort of flying in a different way these days, and I do know that, you know, a lot of there's, I would have many, there are many adjustments that are going on, and it's like, you know, we're just kind of going through the things that I feel I'm here to do right now. And so we're not, you know, a lot of these things that are happening are, you know, I have to be, you know, a lot of these things that are happening are for our highest good. And, and that's really true about the entire planet. There's no doubt about it that we're, you know, our benefit is happening before us, and sometimes that takes different forms that we're not used to. And so I'm kind of like just sort of going with the flow and kind of learning how things work. And, you know, currently my Blog Talk Radio settings are still set for Hawaii. You know, there's a lot of things that are I think we're being encouraged to release, we'll call them old paradigm items, and I've talked and written many times about this, and we're also being encouraged to just to really accept our current current status. And in my case, it's really kind of a, you know, different deal, because so we're just, you know, one step at a time these things are happening. And I did find, after talking with someone not too long ago, that, you know, the idea of of sort of, you know, going from this position here to just say the person I'm with, just kind of encouraging him to go off and sort of really to not be in this house, that just won't happen. And that's part of my acceptance of the current status, is that right now I don't feel any movement whatsoever in other words, to try and place this person outside of the house where he's lived for like several decades. That's not my place, and it's very important for me to connect in we'll call it a higher way with those that that we've you know not connected with before, and for in my case that's absolutely true. It's just a very it's the first time I've ever tried to connect with a person. So that's enough of the personal stuff, I think, for now. But I know that many, you know that many are going through certain things, certain things like this. And there are others who are having to have to let go of situations, of old situations, you know, old relationships, whatever you want to call that, and old ways of doing things. So, you know, it's really a multifaceted, I guess, you know, multifaceted, multidimensional way of living. So there is very much a very strong movement for this. And I do feel it's very important that we each accept what we're here to do and accept what we're here to be. So I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of accept and almost embrace what we are here for. So, you know, whether we like it or not, and from in my case, of course, there's certain things I'm not really liking about it. However, I'm dealing with one step at a time, and dealing with one piece. Like today, I went to you know, one of these. I have these implants, and so talked with a kind of an implant specialist here today, just to get an update on how what the next step for would be. I was going to take this next step while I was in Hawaii, but that cannot happen that way now. So I'm meeting the people here that are important to take care of the body. I do feel it's very important for each, you know, to take care of the 3D body situation, and also to take care of perhaps some emotional things, emotional issues. And all I can say is, you know, I've been getting these things, and it's like I'm really, really, really very clear. It's really very clear to me that we have these opportunities that have been strongly placed in front of us, and sometimes all around us, and sometimes behind us, and they sneak up on us. This one, what's happening to me now in my life, was just completely unexpected. But here I am, and it's okay. It's okay for all this to be transpiring. So we'll see where it goes. There are some things, you know, with people who have kind of embraced this next phase. I do see it as very important to clear these things out. You know, we're in a big clearance move right now. You know, we're clearing everything out, and because we're getting ready to move to a much higher way of living. I mean, many of us are already living there, but we're moving to you know, to a higher type of existence, and a higher vibrational type of existence. So all I can say is that it's okay to be here, and it's okay to be doing what we're here to do. And so, you know, in the end, I've been telling, my dad, I said, things are going to be okay. You know, it doesn't matter what the stock market is doing. It doesn't matter what other people are saying or this is going on, that's going on. But, you know, I also have to allow him, I'm really trying to help him to understand that he is supported. You know, he will be supported, at least by me. And I know we're supported by higher beings, higher groups, higher dimensional groups, and that we are always supported in that way. So, you know, each is different. Pardon me, it's different for each person. And if you excuse me, let me just take a quick drink here while I mute myself. Well, there we go. So, you know, everything is really being, we're all being upgraded, like it or not. I'm going to be, you know, this happens on the physical plane, but definitely it is happening on the inner spiritual plane. We are being encouraged strongly. We're encouraged strongly on this path to grow up, to grow up. So it's kind of, it's kind of a thing where we have to grow up and not old. So, and not to bring in more roots. So that's the challenge. Pardon me. That's the challenge. It's not to root ourselves in the old, and or the so-called standard or normal. So we're kind of all that stuff has to pass away, and we basically can't live that way anymore. So there is no normal. There is no whatever we're here to do is what we're here to do. So I think I'm just going to call it. It's kind of a short show tonight. Let me just see if there's check in and see if there's any guidance. Nope, right now there's not any guidance. And pardon if there's a little bit of noise in the background. I forgot to turn my I have an air purifier that I keep going in here. So I had to apologize for the noise, the background noise, but we'll work on that next time. In any event, I'm just going to say aloha for tonight, and thank you all for listening. And so we will end the show tonight, and please follow your guides, follow the higher guidance that you get. And, even though it might seem like it's a very difficult time to be in, it's okay, and we're okay moving through this. So with that, I will say aloha from, in my case, from the Midwest, and hui ho until we talk again. And we end with a Brother Is, E Ala E Sovereignty Song.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Yeah, 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 yeah.